Oxford is, of course, famous for being home to one of the oldest and most prestigious universities on the planet. And it's only a 15-minute walk from Oxford Station. But it's not just brilliant minds that Oxford has produced. The county has produced more than its fair share of brilliant music too. None perhaps more brilliant than Radiohead. Before they were the huge name they are today, they went by a slightly different name. Having met while at nearby Abingdon School in 1985, they were originally called On a Friday, named after the day of the week they rehearsed. Under this name, they played their first ever gig in 1987 at the Jericho Tavern on Walton Street, just a 15-minute walk from the train station. After taking a four-year break from live performances to attend university, the band regrouped in Oxford in 1991 and rented a house on the corner of Magdalen and Ridgefield Roads. During this time, they recorded a demo, Manic Hedgehog, named after an Oxford record shop. They performed again at the Jericho Tavern to play their eighth ever gig, and not long after signed a six-album recording contract with EMI Records. At EMI's request, the band changed their name to Radiohead and went on to sell over 30 million records and change the face of alternative rock forever. Since the early days of Radiohead, this venue has hosted a number of other big names too. In 1993, another young Oxford group, Supergrass, played their first ever gig there and were also immediately signed. They later went on to win the Mercury Prize for Best Album with I Should Coco in 1995, which became their label Parlophone's biggest-selling debut album since The Beatles. One band that didn't get signed after a gig in the Jericho Tavern but still managed to make a name for themselves is Foals. They formed in Oxford in 2005, and the band played many gigs around the city in their early days, including the O2 Academy and even the HMV on Cornmarket Street, which is just 13 minutes from the train station. If you'd like to take your own tour of live music venues in Oxford, there are plenty of places to stop off, each boasting different vibes and musical styles. Check out Sandy's Piano Bar on King Edward Street, about a 20-minute walk east from the station, where you can enjoy live music every night of the week, before heading to indie hotspot The Bullingdon on Cowley Road, another 10 minutes away. Whether you're looking for a little bit of artist history or a lot of great live music, Oxford is the best city to advance your musical education.